lights outside, and then an hour later, man, here it comes. And the best is yet to come, I hear. Thank you, Dave, thank you for such a short introduction. Actually, I could have wrote some things out, could have helped you, you know. But it's good to be in Salt Lake City. I haven't been here very long. We got in here last night, I guess it was close to 2 o'clock in the morning. So I've been using some Visine, okay, and it's working. But I do want to welcome all of our guests today, and I know people have driven a long way today from Idaho and different parts of Utah, and I appreciate everybody being here today. Thank you for taking a little time out of your schedule to be with us, especially for our guests here this morning, because really this first part of our presentation that I'm going to introduce you today is really designed for our guests, to really share with you what we do and how we do it in the world of prepaid legal services. So I want to get started relatively quick, but I want to start off and give you kind of a quick nun and brass read of who I am so you know a little bit about me. Some of you have actually heard this so many times you could probably repeat it in your sleep, but for our guests this morning, be relatively new. My name obviously is Dave Savola, and I make my home in the North Georgia Mountains, about 55 miles northeast of Atlanta, Georgia. Now, you would call these molehills, but we call them mountains in Georgia, all right? On a pretty little place called Lake Lanier, which now is called Mud Lanier. Any of you been watching the news, we're about 21 feet short of water. So the ducks are landing short. It's really a sad, sad situation. And, you know, you'll get that a little later today as you wake up, you know. See, they're normally used to hitting the water, you know, coming from the north, but now they're skipping. But as many of you can pick up, I probably don't have a good southern accent because Georgia's not my original home. I grew up in the state of Ohio, not too far from a very famous landmark called Kent State University in a small little village town called Mogador, Ohio. Population of about 4,500 people 40 years ago, and it's still 4,500. They actually replaced me. But my wife Beverly and I actually grew up in this little village. In fact, we grew up on the same street, exactly 10 houses from each other. I've actually known my wife Beverly since she was 5 years of age. And most of you who have met my wife, she's exactly the same size now as when she was five. She's only about this big. First time I ever saw my wife, she was actually standing up in the back seat of her dad's car waving at me. She passed the house. And I told her a few years ago, I said, what's interesting is you can still do that. But we've been married now a little over 39 years. And in 1978, when those big snowstorms hit northeastern Ohio, the good Lord said, go south to Georgia, and I did. I packed up and headed south with my lovely wife, Beverly, and my two sons, which obviously today are grown men, and I'm very proud of both my sons. And along with that's come some other blessings, including three grandchildren, which yesterday was one of the reasons I could not get in here too early yesterday, because I was spending yesterday with my granddaughter at Stone Mountain, Georgia. They had a big festival over there, and my little granddaughter was picked to fly as an angel. So anyway, I guess they roped her up and threw her across the room last night. But that's a life-changing event as grandkids. Many of you who are grandparents know what I'm talking about. How many here today have ever been through Toys R Us? How many, honestly, after you went through, stood out in the parking lot for a minute or two and felt violated? I mean, they got stuff in there a two-year-old can drive out in, and it's just amazing to me. But I'm also very actively involved in the community of Marietta, Georgia. I do a lot with kids and youth programs. I've been coaching football now for a little over 30 years. And congratulations to your, what do you call them? Your Utes? What do you call them? Utes? Well, they're going to go play Alabama, am I right? Yeah, well, congratulations, you guys. Aren't you excited about that? No, I know. I know why you're not excited, because many of you are BYU fans, right? You know, so I just had to get that out too. But anyway, I've been coaching kids for about 30 years. I helped put together a program in North Georgia, which is called the NGFL, which today may be one of the largest in the United States. We have 5,000 kids playing on any given Saturday. And just so all of you know, I am the most winning coach in Georgia. No way you can check it out, so it won't make a bit of difference anyway. But I've got 13 kids right now playing Division I college football, and two of them will be playing in bowl games, and actually three of them will be playing in bowl games, and I have two this year that are going to be drafted into the NFL. And so I'm very proud of that. And so this morning, kind of correct Mr. Hall here, we are in the morning session. He thanked everybody for being here this evening. But I think he's still on Eastern time. I do appreciate everybody being here today. And we're going to share with you this morning a lot of very important reasons why you take a look at a business such as Prepaid Legal Services. A lot of times people are invited to meetings like this, and I certainly have been in my lifetime, where, you know, after it was all said and done, everybody was jumping up and down, loud music, everything was going on, and you think, well, you know, the bottom line is there really wasn't much substance to the meeting. To me, that's a violation of your travel schedule here today. And I want to spend a lot of time sharing with you good business reasons why you take a look at Prepaid Legal Services. Today I'm going to start off four things. We're going to talk about the financial infrastructure of our company. Now here's why. The world we live in right now is not a very happy place, as many of you well know. When I left my room to come here today, the news is all negative again, okay? We'll go to bed tonight with negative news, all right? Unfortunately, it's affecting a lot of people in our country, even in the state of Utah, wherever it may be, okay? And a lot of these situations are, unfortunately, they're very real, all right? Because today companies are running out of money. There's acquisitions, they're scaling down, there's stock market fallings, a lot of different things that take place. So today, I think most people than ever before in the history of our country, when they take a look at a business opportunity, they're going to want to make sure that if they're going to invest their time and effort in something, that company's going to be here, not just today, but years down the road. Would you all agree with that statement? All right? So today, when we talk about Prepaid Legal, we have an incredible amount of bragging rights. We're unlike what's going on really in the marketplace right now, simply because of what we do and how we do it is so critical and very important to every household in North America. But our financial infrastructure is pretty impressive. For our guests here this morning, we're a 36-year-old company. Along with that, we're a publicly traded company. Now, why is that important to you? Publicly traded, good, bad, or indifferent, gives you the opportunity to investigate Prepaid Legal. And I'm going to challenge all of you to take a little time at the end of this meeting today and do your due diligence. I think you'll be pretty impressed with the information that's available to everybody. We actually started off back in the 80s being an American Stock Exchange company, but about 12 years ago, we had the ability to move to the big board, to the New York Stock Exchange, and I'm very proud to say that after just being over there a short period of time, Equity Magazine ranked us number 33 of the best performing stocks on the New York Stock Exchange. Now, we're listed under the symbol PPD. I have a lot of fun with this, and few people every once in a while copy this, but the bottom line is simply an easier way to remember that is please pay Dave. Everybody say please pay Dave. Please. Yeah, not Darnell, it's Dave. Okay, all right, now. In your investigation, article after article has been written about our company. We could blanket all of you today, all right? Forbes magazine, again, ranked us as one of the best 200 small businesses in America. That's about 9 straight years in a row we've had that opportunity. Money magazine ranked us number 13 out of the top 50 stocks of the decade. Microsoft was on that list, ranked number 17, just to kind of give you a comparison, that we're rubbing shoulders with some of the greatest conglomerates in the world, yet most of you may never heard of the Prepaid Legal name until this very day. Along with that, many of you can go to the archives of last year of USA Today, and I'll give you the date, August 22nd, 2007, for our guests here today. Go download the archives of USA Today and pull up the money section. On the front page of the money section, there were three companies that were recognized because they were basically still under the guidance of their original founders. But along with that, they've experienced 15 straight years of the most profitable increase in their stock. And Prepaid Legal was one of those three companies that would list it. So again, article after article after article. I had the opportunity of serving on the board of directors of Prepaid Legal for a few terms. And it's always exciting to get a call from Wall Street congratulating your company if it's had a profitable quarter. And for our guests today, we've had about 16 straight years of profitable quarters. There are not many companies in the world today that can fly that flag, let alone wave it. And we're very proud of that. Along with that, we're using our money very wisely. We're located about 90 miles southeast of Oklahoma City, small little community town called Ada, Oklahoma. Now, honestly, don't know what to compare Ada to here in Utah, okay? Because my first trip to Ada, Oklahoma, I still swear it's the only town I've ever been in that's spelled the same on the way in as it is in a rearview mirror on the way out. But we're the biggest dance in town, and we just got a little bit bigger. We just finished up on 87 acres, building over a 200,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility. And we recently bought another 80,000 square feet of operating space down the road for future growth. So ladies and gentlemen, unlike what you're hearing on the news, we're not moving. We're not boarding up our buildings. We're not laying people off. We're building new facilities, hiring new people every single day. We're brick and mortar solid of 36 years. What we're really excited about is where we're going to be the next 36 years from today. So the number one reason you take a look at Prepaid Legal is the financial infrastructure, and it's pretty impressive. The second reason you take a look at a business opportunity is the timing of an industry. And here's some facts for our guests today that you may or may not be aware of. 177 lawsuits filed every minute in America. Three times more lawsuits in our country this morning than people being admitted to the hospital. And a number of years ago, the American Bar Association did a report that 52% of the country has an ongoing legal problem. Everybody right now, just take a quick glance to the person to the right of you. They have a problem. Now, how many knew that before you invited them today, right, Jake? How many agree it won't be long you'll be looking back to the left? Well, what we have in America this morning is we have an epidemic. We have an imbalance. And anytime there's ever been an imbalance, we have found a way to correct the problem. We actually corrected it over 50 years ago in two other industries today that all of you are very familiar with, but at one time in American history was unfounded. And let me take you back to the birth of medical coverage and automobile coverage just for a second and ask yourself why they exist. Probably way back when, right here in Sandy, Utah, where we're at, I understand, okay? There was probably a guy sitting in a doctor's office with a chicken in his lap, right? Hour later, he leaves, the chicken's gone, so is one of his teeth. Would you all agree? That was probably the way services and goods were delivered way back when. But you know what happened? These doctors say, hey, look, we're tired of collecting animals. We got more livestock than the farmers do. We need to get paid. But unfortunately, the average hourly income of our country was not keeping up with the rising cost of medical services. And in the history books, it's written people lost their homes, their farms, or life savings because they could not afford the medical services, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I don't know who the brilliant person was, but in 1953, somebody came along and said, hey, look, not everybody's going to get sick at the same time. So what if we could create a system where people pay a small amount of money into each month, and with that money start developing a very large cash reserve, and with that cash reserve, when people did get sick, they could tap into that and have access to medical services. That industry was formulated and born in 1953 called the medical insurance industry. Now, my question to all of you in this room today, how many agree that that industry in some form or fashion will probably be with us forever? How many here this morning would love to have been the founding fathers of the medical insurance industry? How many agree, had you been the founding fathers, you would have skipped this meeting this morning? All right? But guess what? You missed it. Now, not too long after that came another industry that many of you are aware of. Now, I grew up back in the 1960s. I had a 1965 GTO. Love to have a little booger back, okay? But today, a bumper on a Mercedes-Benz costs more than an entire car costs out of the showroom. And ladies and gentlemen, more cars on the highway than we've ever seen before, more automobile accident, more higher cost of repairs, another imbalance kicks in. The income of our country is not keeping up with the rising cost of vehicle repair. So we have a problem, okay? How do you straighten the problem out? Well, we got something to copy now called medical insurance. Not everybody's going to wreck their car at the same time. So let's go back and create the very same system where people pay a small amount of money into each month. With that, start developing a very large cash reserve. And with that reserve, when people do get in an accident, they have access to that reserve and access to automobile repairs. We named that industry the automobile insurance industry. Now, my question to all of you again, how many agree that that industry will probably also be with us forever? How many here today would love to have been the founding fathers of the automobile insurance industry? How many agree, had you been the founding fathers, you would have skipped this meeting this morning? But guess what? You missed it. Now, today the facts are very clear. There are more legal problems in North America this morning than there are medical and automobile combined. And we simply have another imbalance. The average hourly income of our country is not kept up with the rising cost of legal fees, which, by the way, today, on a national average, exceed well over 200 hours, and probably most metropolitan areas, 300 to 400 are probably more the norm. So if you have a greater epidemic than you do medical and automobile, and we find a solution to that, doesn't it make a great deal of sense that sooner or later somebody's going to come along and say, hey, look, let's create a system where people pay a small amount of money into each month. With that money, start developing a large cash reserve. And with that reserve, when people do need access to the legal system, we can create it. And ladies and gentlemen, an industry was formulated this morning called Paid Legal. But fortunately for all of you here this morning, from a timing standpoint, you did not miss this one. The number two reason you choose an industry is the timing of an industry. Now, the third reason you choose an industry is the market availability. How big of a market do you have to go after? Every company in the world is going to be anything, does marketing analysis, okay? But here's the facts for you today. I promise you I'd load you up. 7% of the population in North America this morning can afford a legal system. 93% of our country cannot pick up the phone and talk to a lawyer at a cost of $200 to $400 an hour. Now, out of the 93%, 10% are in a public defender system, which means our membership in prepaid legal might be more than they can handle. By the way, the public defender system is so slowly evaporating anyway, all right? All right, so, you know, and with that, I mean, they couldn't even afford our comprehensive program here in Utah, which, by the way, is $26 a month for an entire family. So that leaves us an 83% market plus the 7% wealthy. Now you might say, well, Dave, why would you lump the wealthy and they could afford a legal system? Well, probably one word, everybody repeat this: nationwide. Nationwide. You can participate here today, okay? Everybody say nationwide.
Right?
How many saw the movie years ago called Field of Dreams? Y'all remember that movie? Remember the scene where the ball player came up to the foul line and Kevin Costner, the actor, was on the other side, and for a fraction of a second, the ball player almost stepped over the line? But he knew if he did, he could no longer do what? Go back. See, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, today, many of you in this audience have friends, neighbors, relatives, or acquaintances that might be an attorney. But let's just assume today you're in Idaho, or you have a son or daughter away at school somewhere out in another state. Well, ladies and gentlemen, much like the Field of Dreams, when that attorney you know in Utah gets to the state line of Idaho or state line of any other state, when he or she steps over, they're no longer a practicing attorney. The bottom line is very few attorneys are multiple licensed in multiple states. Today, I'm in your great state, in Utah. I bought my membership in prepaid legal in Georgia. And ladies and gentlemen, I have as much access here as I do in Georgia or anywhere else across the United States and now provinces of Canada. So that gives me a program now on a national scale. So now we're going to lump that 70 in with that 83, gives us a 90% window of opportunity. How much of that window have we actually opened up? Well, it was probably best said by Michael Moore, not the controversial Michael Moore, but the Michael Moore that many of you may have heard about, who is the former attorney general of the great state of Mississippi, who won the largest case in the world against the tobacco industry. In fact, the movie The Insider was made from that case. Michael Moore is part of our advisory council at Prepaid Legal. And ladies and gentlemen, he stated on national TV that we've only opened up 2% of the window. So we only have just a little bit of a breeze coming in right now. We still have 98% of that window to go. And that's the third reason you choose a business opportunity, is the market availability, and ours is unscathed and untouched. Now, the fourth and last reason, you must have a competitive edge in the marketplace. You know, one thing I've learned about the game of football, and I've been around it since 1959, I've never left a playing field, either playing or coaching, in the last 50 years, all right? One thing that I've learned is that, you know, everybody wants to basically go after the best athletes. Would you all agree? Yeah, you know, BYU, you know, you're Utah, I don't want to repeat their names again, but, you know, the bottom line is they go get the best high school players they can get. Why? Because they want to be competitive. They want to wind up in the Sugar Bowl, okay? They want to wind up somewhere where, you know, they can play. The pros are going to be drafting the best college players. Why? Competitive edge on the athletic field makes a difference. But in the business world, it's absolutely essential. And this morning, my company, your company, Prepaid Legal, is the only comprehensive legal program in North America. There is nobody that does what we do and how we do with the types of law firms that we deal with. And the first thing that's going to come to your mind, as it did mine when I sat where you sat a number of years ago, what kind of attorney could you get for $26 a month? This person must have an eye in the middle of their head. Okay? Well, I'll make it simple for all of you to do your research today. There was a book written back in the 1860s. That book is called Martindale Hubbell. That book, download it on the internet, go to the library and pick it up. It's a grading scale for lawyers. Much like hotels, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star, much the attorney systems have the same type of rating. Ladies and gentlemen, the highest rating you can get for a lawyer in our country today is Martindale Hubbell AV rated, Andrew Victor. And I'm very proud to tell you tonight that, or this morning, that 90% of all of our provider law firms throughout the world of prepaid legal are Martindale Hubbell AV rated. So that means when you're picking up the phone today and talk to one of our attorneys, we can't deliver any better than what the system's already delivering to itself. Now, how many here understand the game of football? Everybody understand the game of football? How many here today would like to have an offensive football team on the football field with no defense in front of you? How many agree you could score under those circumstances? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got nobody tackling this because we're strictly an offensive movement in America today. And that's why our company today is breaking records. And that's why these four reasons have to be in place before you ever take a look at a business opportunity. Now, why the great growth of the world of prepaid legal? Because of the product and the service that we deliver. And I'm going to walk you through that relatively quick this morning. But I want to reset the stage again. I am not here today to sell you on prepaid legal. Somebody said, wait a minute, Dave, you landed at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, you had turbulence all over. You know. And you came all this way and you're not here to sell us? And I said, that's right, because this is not a product that you sell. If you have to sell this product, you're working too hard. This is a product you inform the American public that it exists. Too many of you in this room already this morning have been sold too many things already. You ladies have a kitchen full of things you've been sold. You got crap in that kitchen you ain't never going to use. You got those same plates my wife's got. Don't touch that plate. That's a decorative plate. We don't use that plate. And how about those tall towels in your bathroom with your initial engraved on it that if anybody ever used them, you got mad? And you guys got a garage full of things. You've been sold. In fact, most of you can't even get in your garage. How many of you have a socket set? If you don't get one, if you don't have one, get one. It's not manly not to have a socket set, right? Yeah, yeah. But let me ask you a question. When you open it up, what does it actually look like? A small dinosaur bone collection. How many of those sockets have you ever really used over the years? Three of them. If you ever find a nut that little one fits, you call me. I don't believe they ever made the nut. I think somebody said, I'll just make a socket, fill it up, nobody will ever figure it out. Right? Right? But here's what's absolutely amazing. You got $10,000 worth of Craftsman tools in your garage, but when it comes to repairing your house, you don't even go there. You know where you go? You got a little drawer in the kitchen or a little drawer in the laundry room. You open it up, there's a hammer in there about this big, three screwdrivers, pair of pliers, and duct tape. Now, how many of you here today have duct tape holding something together right now? Could be the very outfit you're wearing here this morning. So, that's another emergency situation I'll tell you about sometime. Ladies and gentlemen, in the great state of Utah, we deliver a five-title program that covers you and your family nationwide, including full-time college students away at school up to the age of 23 and disability children, no matter what their age may be. Our Title I is our preventative area of law. Now, we can start here, stop here, and go home real quick because under this arena alone, we cover unlimited phone consultation. And when the gentleman first introduced me to his product a number of years ago, I stopped him right there. I said, no, wait a minute. I said, are you telling me today that I can pick up the phone, I can call a major law firm, I'm not going to have to put down a retainer, and I'm not going to be billed $200 to $400 an hour? And he said, that's correct. I said, sign me up. I said, I'm not the brightest light bulb in this room here this morning, but I can tell you mathematically, I can figure something out pretty doggone good, all right? And he says, you can call as many times a month as you like, as long as they're different subject matters. Your kids can call if they're away at school somewhere, college somewhere, and they got a legal issue in another state. They're all part of that $26 membership. I was so astounded with that because you know what? I'm going to give you three tests here this morning. How many here this morning would rather pay $300 an hour to talk to an attorney or have unlimited access for your entire family for a year for $300 a year? Did anybody fail the test? Because if you did, you shouldn't be driving here. All right? Also under Title I, you know what else we're going to do? We're going to make phone calls on your behalf. How many believe a lawyer making a call will probably get a lot more done than you and I will? Anybody here today ever have a bad neighbor? How many of you actually are the bad neighbor? You know, need to vote in the neighborhood, all right? Maybe you got a neighbor who puts an old car out in front of your house, got an old truck or an old boat. You call them up, say, hey, how about moving that old car? Next time you look out the window, it's in your garage. Anybody got neighbors like that? They aggravate. Their mission in life is to aggravate yours. Bottom line, here's why that car doesn't get moved, because your call has no muscle. But ladies and gentlemen, a major law firm in the state of Utah makes that call. I guarantee if you could look through the Venetian blinds and see that individual answering the phone on the other end, they're standing up pretty straight. And now all of a sudden they recognize you, the neighbor across the street, have access to the legal system. This issue is a little bit more serious than they thought. And I guarantee the next time you look out in front of that street, that car and truck's probably disappeared. Would you all agree? Yeah. Right now, a lot of you right now are thinking back 10 years ago, if I'd have had this product, how many situations I could resolve. And everybody just say, get ready. Y'all getting ready for a bad neighbor. No question about it, right? Again, all part of your monthly membership fee. Not here to sell you this morning. Also under Title I, we're going to write letters on your behalf. How powerful is that? Well, that's like having a muscle you haven't used in years. How many here this morning would join a health spa if you knew somebody else would work out for you and you got the muscle? Wouldn't it be great to send somebody out the track today, run 6 miles, come back in, they're sweaty, and you lost 6 pounds? I think they got that in California. But bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, think about a warranty wasn't honored. Somebody didn't show up to finish a job. Overbilling. And then you add all the things that are going on today. Foreclosure issues, okay? People being let go from their jobs, not knowing what their rights are. You write a letter, you feel pretty good about it. But you know what happens when your letter gets to its destination? It winds up in the regular pile. But ladies and gentlemen, when a major law firm in the state of Utah writes that letter with all the lawyers listed in the left and right hand corner, how many believe that's going to go to the priority pile? And how many believe by law they're going to respond pretty quickly? But you know what? That letter's not written at $200 to $400 an hour. It's all part of your monthly membership in the world of prepaid legal. And again, all of you right now, just thinking back years ago and getting ready for the future, issues and challenges and things you're going to deal with, how powerful this is. 90% of most legal problems in America could be nipped in the bud by just a lawyer making a call on your behalf, a letter written on your behalf, and just by itself being able to have access to the system by phone calls. We had our provider law firm on our call in Maryland just a few weeks ago, and he stated that in the number of years that they've been involved now, that they've collected over $12 million on behalf of prepaid legals just on letters written on those members' behalf. $12 million, all right? Now, also under Title I, document review. Again, how many agree you probably should not sign anything today is not looked at by an attorney? If you don't believe me, go down here to the courtroom tomorrow, Monday morning, and look at the cases come by because somebody basically a contract dispute. You know, they thought they didn't read it correctly. Bottom line, they didn't have a lawyer look at it before they put their signature down on it. Now send that document over to our law firm. Maybe a son or daughter's getting ready to sign a lease. How important that is. They'll make a few little initials on there. Again, it's all part of your $26 monthly membership in the world of prepaid legal. You'll sleep a whole lot better at night knowing that an attorney reviewed that on your behalf. How many here today would like to know that you could go into business knowing at this very moment in America that 100% of the population of our country needed what you had at this very moment? Okay? 100% of the population needed what you had to deliver at this very moment. Ladies and gentlemen, 100% of the population in America today need wills. 7 out of 10 Americans in our country today do not have wills. That includes you in this audience today. 7 out of 10 of you do not have wills. People that have wills that move from state to state may not even be adequate in this state anymore, okay? One of the things I didn't have, Beverly and I, when we were first introduced to prepaid legal, we didn't have a will either. We had 2 little boys. Now you think of the significance of that. If something would happen to us, where would those kids have wound up as children? Who would have been fighting for them in the courtroom somewhere, okay? Bottom line, we didn't have a will, and I'm going to tell you why. Time-consuming, cumbersome, and expensive. But I attended a meeting one day, and they said a very good word. I'll repeat it here today. That word was free. How many like that word? I'll tell you how good that word is. You could go down here to the restaurant. They might have a big buffet, and you might have stayed a little too long. And you walked into this little university here, community college. There might be a little sign down there that says, free food. Now, how many agree you'll probably go, man, I can't eat another thing. But let's go see what they got. How many agree there's always room for free, all right? Well, ladies and gentlemen, as a prepaid legal member here this morning, the minute you become a member, you have access and the ability to get your wills for both you and your spouse. And today that has well over $1,000 value. Along with that, we have the medical directive and the living will. Why is that so critical? Because we're all going to have to deal with it at some point in time. I dealt with it a few years ago with my elderly parents. I made sure my mom and dad had gotten their wills and gotten those medical directives and the living wills. I wasn't going to wind up with the Terry Schiavo situation, okay? As many of you well know, millions of dollars have been spent in legal fees because if that little girl would have had a living will or medical directive, they would be loving families to this day. Would you agree? Yeah. See, ladies and gentlemen, you can't leave your kids under those circumstances. I don't want my children sitting in the hospital room, whether or not disconnect me or keep me alive. The bottom line is I've already made that decision, and I've already got that issue out of the way because I want them to walk out with no burden on their shoulders. Again, it's a very important thing that we do for our family. You're dead and gone. Who cares? You know, the bottom line is your children. Would you agree? Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, on a national average, you know what that value of that service is? It's about a $2,000 value. Now, here's your second test of the morning. How many here this morning would give me $26 if I gave you back $2,000? Sing on. Anybody fail that test? If you do, take their keys away from them. Okay, all right? Bottom line is we even update those and review them each year free of charge. Again, all part of our membership in the world of prepaid legal. Now let's move on to Title II, motor vehicle related. Manslaughter, vehicle homicide, and negligent homicide are not covered by your insurance companies. I did not know that. And your insurance agent never explained that to you when you bought your policy. Bottom line is simply the fact if you have a son or daughter in an accident tonight and somebody's life is taken and they're charged with a criminal offense, how many believe that would be a pretty serious day in courtroom to defend that child financially? Many of you would be second mortgaging your house. Unfortunately, today you can't even do that. Okay? Situation is, we're going to represent that child, win, lose, or draw, any courtroom, anywhere in the country, no matter what the cost is, as long as they were not on drugs or drinking. If it costs $50,000 to defend that child, you're only going to pay your $26 monthly membership fee. Okay? Also under Title II, we'll go after suspended driver's license up to 2.5 hours per occurrence. We'll go after claims related to the automobile and personal injury of 2,000 under the nuisance things that could happen right out here in the parking lot today. But something else under Title II has been very significant in my lifestyle, and some of you will probably be able to relate to this. Now, I do have the distinction of being the number one income earner in the world of prepaid legal. But I have one other distinction. I'm also the number one ticket holder in the world of prepaid legal. Just about everywhere I go, I get a speeding ticket. But ladies and gentlemen, I want everybody here to know what this means this morning, even though I've gotten more tickets than maybe this entire room combined. According to the state of Georgia, I'm considered a safe driver. And how many agree they're the only ones that count? Would you all agree, right? You know? And how many agree it's the only scoring event your entire family participates in? Little Johnny's driving sucks, but he's racking them up, and you're going up the increased rate chart as fast as the wind. How many here today have ever been to traffic court? Okay? All right, those of you who did not raise your hands are fibbing. How many here today have children who've been in traffic court? How many of you have had children been in traffic court and you didn't know it? Now, until you one day you find out little Johnny had more points in his driver's license than he ever scored in a Utah basketball game, right? Representation makes a difference. I could tell you story after story about my situation. In fact, I'd love to tell them, but I'll tell you a couple real quick. I just recently built a new home down in a little island down in South Carolina called Pawleys Island, South Carolina, a very famous old island. And I've been stopped now three times in a little back road town called Kings Tree, South Carolina. Three times now I've been stopped by the same officer. Now, the first two times he gave me a ticket. Now, this third time he pulled me over, he came up to my window and he said, "Well, Dave," that's how they talk in South Carolina. He says, "I see you going to your beach house." I said, "Officer Crum, you're not going to give me another ticket, are you?" He said, no, he says, "I'm not going to give you another one, although you were speeding again." He says, "Those last two I gave you, I had to go to court." He said, "Who are you anyway?" Representation makes a difference. Would you all agree? All right? All right. For our guest today, one of the best stories, I'll tell this as long as I'm alive, it happened to me in Eugene, Oregon. And I had about 4 or 5 hours to kill one day. And the reason I'm telling our guest is so you understand the impact of what our service does. I was out in Eugene, Oregon, had 4 or 5 hours to kill one afternoon. I said I was going to rent a car, drive from Eugene, Oregon over to Florence, Oregon. Some of you know where that's at. I had not seen the Oregon coastline, thought it'd be a great day to do this. So I rented this car, and I went scooting out of the Eugene airport on what I thought was an abandoned highway. And I was trucking along pretty good when all of a sudden I looked in my rearview mirror and I saw this car come up real fast. Lights were flashing, sirens were roaring. And I thought to myself, well, there must be a serious accident up ahead. So I'll just pull off the side of the road and let this law officer pass me by. Well, when I pulled off the side of the road, so did he. Now, this is no disrespect to any law officers might be in our room here tonight, all right? But how many here today have ever saw the movie Smokey and the Bandit? Well, let me tell you something. When this law officer vacated his vehicle, I swear to you, he was a duplicate of Jackie Gleason. I mean, this was Buford T. Justice right down to the tip of his toe. In fact, if this guy would have had to go for his gun, in my opinion, it would have took 20 minutes. I still swear to this day he had on an ankle holster. I have never seen a gun hang that low. And I said, "Officer," I said, "there's no need to stop me. I know exactly where I'm going." I was having a great day. He did not think that was funny. And he gave me a ticket. Was I guilty? It was questionable. Because when I looked at my speedometer, I was stopped. So I could have never really swore how fast I was going. But here's the point for our guest this morning. I'm 2,500 miles away from Atlanta, Georgia, and I just got a speeding ticket in some remote area in the backwoods of Eugene, Oregon. But now I'm a prepaid legal member, right? Now, how many of you would just went ahead and paid the fine, went on with life, knowingly or unknowingly, just plead guilty to crime? And that stays on a record for 2 or 3 years and now affects your job applications across the country. So now, ladies and gentlemen, I get that ticket, get on the plane, fly back to Atlanta, Georgia. Follow me along. The only difference is you'd land here in Salt Lake City. I fax that ticket over to our provider law firm in Georgia, who in turn faxed it back out to the provider law firm in Portland, Oregon, who in turn hired the referral attorney in Eugene, Oregon, a guy by the name of Edwin Spiney, which by to this very day, which I have never met. But let me tell you what Mr. Spiney did on my behalf. He researched the Georgia statutes, and he found out they're different than the Oregon statutes, and he found out the speed I was going in Oregon was still going to apply a 2-point penalty to my license in the state of Georgia. Now, he wrote me this letter, and until you see this in letter form, do you have any understanding what traffic court is all about? But here's how the letter was written. It said, "Dear Mr. Savola, I appeared on your behalf at your trial." Trial. He says, "Upon conviction." Now, how many agree those are two words you don't want to hear, let alone read? All right. He says, "Upon conviction, you're going to have a 2-point penalty on your driver's license in the state of Georgia." He said, "But I would like for you to know that I was successful in negotiating on your behalf. I was able to reduce that speed below the point system required in the state of Georgia. You'll have no points on your driver's license, nor do you owe the Eugene court system any additional money. Thank you, Mr. Edwin Spiney." Now, ladies and gentlemen, I had legal representation 2,500 miles away by a lawyer I've never met to this very day. Kept my driving record clean. My insurance rates are still the best in the state of Georgia. And all that cost is my membership fee in the world of prepaid legal. How many believe that would probably cost me $500 to $700 to have a lawyer represent me that distance away? And again, everybody say, get ready.
Get ready.
Y'all get ready to get a ticket. No question about it, all right? Now, let's go on to Title III, trial offense. Anybody get sued in America?
Yeah.
Well, bottom line, who's not getting sued? I was relatively new in the business. I was in San Francisco one night doing a meeting, and I was really new. Some guy came up to me after me. He said, "Well, I'm never going to be sued." And I said, "Well, why is that, sir?" And he said, "Well, I'll go to the woods and hide." Well, I didn't even know how to respond to that. And he started walking away, and I said, "Well, you go ahead, buddy, because some squirrel will get a lawyer." Now, how many believe that would happen today? Well, they're doing commercials. He turned around, you know what he said to me? He said, "Whales got him." He's right. Whales do have legal representation. In fact, there's not an animal on God's green earth today that does not have its legal rights. So my advice to everybody here this morning is, don't slap your cat. They probably got an 800 number right here in Utah. 1-800-SLAP-CATS. I'm telling you right now. Things have changed in America. How many remember years ago when a little lady spilled a cup of coffee on herself and was awarded millions of dollars? Remember that? We talked about that for months. But in all reality, had you known you could have got millions of dollars, how many of you just took the coffee and throwed it all over you? How many actually would have sent it back for a reheat? You know, today it doesn't even make the top 10. Today in this audience, we have teachers who cannot have closed-door conversations with students. We have pastors of churches who dare not do the same thing. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the risk factor that we're dealing with in our country today, I coach kids. The risk of being a coach on a football field right now is entirely different than was when I grew up back in the 1960s. Today, you shake a kid's face mask and you're charged with child abuse. Today, you have to have a heat index machines on your field before practices start. When I played, the heat index machine was when Bubba passed out. How many remember those days, all right? But ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what's taking place today. The risk factor we're dealing with is unbelievable. But under our Title III trial defense, the first year we give you 75 hours. 17 and a half hours, that is pretrial, 57 and a half hours in the courtroom. The second year, though, here's what's very exciting. The second year, we raise the product hours to 140. Third year, we take it up to 207. The fourth year to 270. And then the fifth year and every year after that, 335 hours. But a very important footnote to all of our guests in this audience today. In the 36-year history of our company, we have never raised our rates to our existing clients. That means, ladies and gentlemen, that legal fees maybe 5 years from now, 10 years from now, will well be over $1,000 an hour. Would you agree? You'll still be paying $26 a month. Did you make a good business decision, right? You know, a few months ago, gasoline prices were off the roof. Would you agree? If you could have locked gasoline prices in back in 1970, which, by the way, the average cost of gasoline was 44 cents a gallon back then, how many would have loved to have been able to do that? When you pulled up to a pump and it was $4 a gallon, you look on top of the pump, what do you see? Kleenex boxes. Forget your windshield. Most of you are crying, okay? I mean, bottom line is you're pumping gas at four. You know, when I was pumping gas in Atlanta here a few months ago, it was my car payment back in the 60s. Okay? When you get done doing that. But again, that's how powerful our service is. Not again here to sell you today, here to explain this product exists in America. Let's go on to our Title IV, IRS. Everybody's heard of IRS? How many agree if you get a letter from IRS, you probably should not return it to sender? Would you also agree it's probably a playing field that most people are not qualified to be on? One thing I've learned in coaching, equal up the playing field or get off of it. Ladies and gentlemen, if your name in a full audit, we give you representation. And even another 50 hours to challenge that, still all part of the $26 membership fee we started with about 15 minutes ago. The last of our five titles is a 25% discount on services rendered by the law firm. But even in this case, we cover drug and alcohol related and pre-existing problems. And what portions of Americans today have a pre-existing problem? Everybody repeat this, 52%. So I don't care what road you're traveling on today. Whatever, if you're going northbound on an interstate, everybody southbound's got a problem. If you're going eastbound, everybody westbound's got a problem. Half our population in our country at this very moment have a legal problem, ladies and gentlemen. But what we're going to do is Monday morning open up the doors of the most expensive country club in the world. And it's not Pebble Beach in California. It's the legal country club of our country, and allow them to have the opportunity to play this course. And that's why we're breaking records today. We even have a product that covers you after hours called the Legal Shield. How many here today have ever heard the word profiling? How many believe you've ever been profiled? Well, have you ever been stopped by a law officer? You've been profiled. When I was pulled over by Officer Crum down there in South Carolina, he came up to my window. First thing I said to him, I said, "You're profiling me." And I still remember him looking down. He said, "Why would you say that?" I said, "Well, Officer, that car in front was going a lot faster than me, or I'd have passed him." He did think about it for a second. But everybody say Miranda rights. When did you ever hear that word? Heard it when you got court TV. All right, you never recited that poem in high school unless it was read directly to you. You know, bottom line today is profiling, in my opinion, is Saturday night, a teenage kid in a red car after midnight tonight in Utah. Would you all agree? Law officer's got a tough job. I have high, great respect for him. But that law officer might not have had a good day. And he pulls your son or daughter over at 1 o'clock in the morning and asks for proof of insurance and driver's license. They provide that. But that individual in that vehicle now can also provide that law officer a little card called Legal Shield. That's going to inform that law officer at 1 o'clock in the morning in the great state of Utah that this little young lady or young man in this vehicle is a prepaid legal member, and they know what their Miranda rights are. And they have access to attorneys at 1 o'clock in the morning if they're detained and arrested. Now, we have several law officers in this room. Now, some of you might take that as an intimidation, but in reality, how many might back up and think about that just for a few seconds, knowing that this individual in this vehicle has access to the legal system? Ladies and gentlemen, I might have to set the standard on how that might be handled on the side of the road. Maybe you have a son or daughter or maybe a young child being taken away from some of you at 3 o'clock in the morning. Who are you going to call? Your mother? They're not going to do you a whole lot of good. You're going to need access to what? Attorneys. We added that prompt for one extra dollar. Now, for all of our guests here today, I want to tell you something. You can't buy a pack of gum at the hotel I'm staying at for a dollar. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get an AV-rated attorney out of bed in the state of Utah for $1. How many agree that's probably the greatest value you've ever seen in this country today, all right? Now, that's why we're breaking records today. And the fifth dimension in choosing a business for our guests here this morning is being ahead of a trend. Write that down. You want to be on the top end of the trend. How many agree? Now, I know Utah is very famous for skiing. How many of you probably remember, you may not remember this, but somebody looked up in those mountains and said, "Hey, what if we could slide down those things?" Right? Who's going to buy a mountain? Who's going to buy a mountain? The sheep can't hardly get up it. You know, you're not going to grow corn. All right, why would you want that? Somebody had the foresight of seeing that. Would you all agree? And today, people from all over the world come to ski what? Your great mountains of Utah. Okay? Bottom line, that was being ahead of a trend. That's exactly where the world of prepaid legal is right now. We are on the top wave of the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, of a product and service that nobody in the world will be, nobody really in North America will be without, and I hope someday the world will not be without. Now, we recently added another product that's also ahead of a trend. Let's take a few minutes on this. We actually had a company approach prepaid legal by the name of Kroll Background America. For our guests, let me explain who Kroll is. Kroll is a same-age prepaid legal, 36 years of age, founded by a gentleman by the name of Jules Kroll, whose background happened to be in the CIA. Those of you in this room have any top clearances, you already know who Kroll is. They're the most powerful operation used worldwide. Anybody in law enforcement, anybody, they know who Kroll is, okay? The Kroll Company, ladies and gentlemen, is a leader in the world in risk management, parentheses this morning, identity theft. Now, why did they come see prepaid legal services? Because of the growing crime. Recognizing that people are going to experience identity theft, in many cases, we're going to need access to attorneys, but a $200 to $400 an hour took them out of the ballpark. So they understood our umbrella. I happened to be there the day they showed up at 8 Oklahoma, and very impressed they were with us. We were very impressed with their operation also. So we actually decided to create a marriage with Kroll and yet allow us to either market the products combined or market it separately. Now, the Kroll Company today, This company is an example. The Kuwait government hired Kroll to go after Saddam Hussein's assets. During the Enron trial, Twin Towers tragedy, Kroll was involved. Even when our space shuttle re-enters back in our atmosphere, Kroll handles a security blanket around that. How many believe they could probably handle you and I? They're the largest in the world in risk management, ladies and gentlemen. They have the largest database in the world in risk management, fraud investigators in the world today. Yet they wanted to team up with our company, understanding what we do and how we do it. Now, here's my question to all of you today. All of you know about identity theft. You can't go to bed at night without hearing about it. Fastest growing crime in the world. It's a tsunami that no wall can be built high enough to stop it. Many of you are already victims in this room and won't even find out for 13 months. And when you do, according to the report, it'll take over 600 hours of your time to even come close to correcting the problem. And Matt Lauer said it best when he was interviewed about this services about identity theft. He says, who in the world's got 15 weeks of their life at 40 hours a week to handle an arena they're not even qualified to be in? Now, question. How many here this morning would like to know when you move to New Mexico? How many are not sure right now you don't live in New Mexico? See, I live down the road. No. Your body's down the road, but your identity's in New Mexico. See, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do for $9.95 added to your prepaid legal membership, we're going to cover both husband and wife. And the first thing we're going to do is notify you when you move to New Mexico. Okay? Because we're going to do that day-to-day monitoring of those credit accounts. But by the way, just for our guests today, that's only 1/4 of the problem is your credit card thing. The other 75% of the problems in our country today are what's very scary. Right now, medical identity theft. Some of you go in the hospital tonight in an emergency situation, but you're given the wrong blood type. You know why? The database they got isn't yours. It belongs to somebody else who stole your identity and has been getting services in your name. That's the other part of identity theft. And that's why we have so many doctors getting involved in our program today. Along with that, maybe today you're pulled over on the side of the road. Maybe Mark, a former law officer here, pulls you over. And he's very polite and goes back, takes your driver's license. But when he comes back up and asks you to vacate your vehicle, how many believe that's a clue? When he says, lean over the hood and spread them, how many believe that's another clue? Okay, he's not doing a medical assistant test on you. All right, the bottom line, he just logged in and found out there's 2 felony arrest warrants out for you. And by law, he's got to do what? He's got to take you in. Now, you've never committed a crime in your life, nor is your son or daughter. It's a simple traffic violation. 2 felony arrest warrants are now in your name. And on the way there, hopefully, the handcuffs are loose enough that you can get your legal shield. Because you're going to be wanting to call what? An attorney at that point in time. That's the other part of identity theft right now. Now, obviously, it's getting worse when we talk about IRS incomes being reported in your name. All of a sudden, we're finding people that have been reporting your income. You got an IRS problem. And when that happens, that's like having one of those little Chihuahua dogs bite on your pant leg for the next 5 years. All right? Now, today, mortgages are being taken out in your name. Well, a while back, my wife got a new Mercedes-Benz. An hour before we picked it up, somebody came in there and walked out with one of those, I guess you call it, a 550 SL, whatever those things are, or 500 SL. They sold it to a guy that wasn't the right guy. Car was disappearing. Guy had completely all the information, all it was, but they sold it, but that wasn't him. That guy had stole somebody's identity and walked out of there with a $125,000, $140,000 vehicle. Now, ladies and gentlemen, everybody just say, get ready. Now, when you become a victim, here's what's happening. You don't want an erector kit putting this back together. And I know all the crap you see advertised on TV about identity theft. But if you could ever really read the fine print, it says, we'll assist you. Well, I can assist a wheelchair victim down the corridor here, but if I let him go, it's not very good assisting. Now, here's what happens. When you become a victim, and everybody say, get ready.
Get ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll sign a limited power of attorney. And Kroll's fraud investigators will do the restoration. There is no such thing as restoration unless you sign a limited power of attorney. And Kroll's fraud investigators will now go to work on your behalf, okay? All right, and they will restore your identity to your full satisfaction. How many like the people that are handling this are the leaders in the world in this arena? All right, so now what we simply have today is we have the second product that's ahead of a trend. And that's why today this meeting is so very valuable and important to all of our guests here today and all of our associates are here today. Because, ladies and gentlemen, according to the financial world, prepaid legal and identity theft are exactly parallel to where medical and automobile were 50 years ago. There will be nobody in this country who will be able to survive without it, let alone generations from today. And that's why today this meeting is so critical. Now, let me end up and talk to you about the financial side of prepaid legal. We're going to be here a few more minutes. And we're going to talk to you about the financial side. How many here today are seriously interested in making money? Okay? Well, if you're not serious today, then there's something wrong. Okay? Because don't tell me your 401ks are booming. Okay? Don't tell me that. You know, we already know what's taking place. We already know. I don't care if you had any money in the stock market whatsoever. I don't even care where you had it. Preferred stocks, bonds, or whatever. They've all taken a hit. Would you agree? When you start reading on national TV today or hearing on national TV that companies like Kodak aren't even going to match 401ks anymore. Okay? And companies are eliminating all that kind of stuff. Let me tell you something. Today in our country right now, the eyes and ears of America are probably open bigger than we've ever seen them before. You better recognize the fact that you better start getting your own steering wheel in life rather than depending on somebody else's. And how do you do that? Well, you go into business for yourself. But do people choose the right businesses? No. You know why they don't? Because they don't listen to me. All right? You know, and they don't listen to... It's a little cocky, isn't it? All right? You know, all right? They don't look at the right criteria. Remember when I started off and gave you the four business reasons you take a look at a business? Okay? No. Well, we got a burger that's got something special in it. Okay? Yeah, right. Okay? Pretty soon you'll be able to order those from gas pumps. Because those industries are everywhere. They're everywhere. Okay? People spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to go into business today. I did that myself at one time and point in my life. And I can tell you what, they can call that the American dream, but it's a nightmare. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I have the ability to go into business. And all of you in this room, for as little as $49, you're in business in the world of prepaid legal. One time $49, you now own and operate a big, big business. Not a little business, a big business. Which gives you the opportunity today to have the legal tax deductions that big business has that none of you are experiencing and should be experiencing to be able to basically value yourself in your income tax. Would you agree? How many today are going to be going traveling somewhere over the holidays? All right? You know, you might go 500 miles from here. You might go 100 miles from here. You may go 1,000. You might be taking a plane trip. Isn't it important that you, once you land, you may present prepaid legal to whoever who you're visiting with? And as a result with that, have a legal deduction to write that trip off? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you haven't been able to do that up to this point. Now you have the business deductions of a home-based business opportunity. But yet you eliminate all the other headaches and problems. Today, I don't, you know, where I set my foot is where I do business. My home on Lake Lanier, my home in South Carolina, that's where I do my business. I have no employees. My wife Beverly and I can argue all day long who's president and founder, won't make a bit of difference. Our rule is the first one to the mailbox wins. And that little blonde's probably standing down there right now. But how many like the idea of going into business you don't even have to handle the product or the service? Everybody say labor intensive. You know, this operation we're in today is labor intensive. This had all be set up, taken down, redone all again tomorrow. Hotel I'm in, you know, the room, my room's a mess. And, you know, I mean, somebody's got to maintain all that stuff. That's labor intensive operations. None of you here today will handle both either the prepaid legal membership or the identity theft membership. Because the gentleman who signed me up to own prepaid legal, back 25 years ago now, 23 years ago is when I bought the membership. I got into business about 16 years ago. That product, he signed me up one time. I'm still using that very product today because I deal with who? The law firms. All right? And the Kroll product, you'll deal with who? Kroll. All right? You'll only sign a person up how many times? Once. But yet you have the opportunity to be paid for doing that. And with our marketing system, ladies and gentlemen, we pay you advanced commissions. And those advanced commissions are paid daily, not monthly, not weekly, but daily. Direct deposits in your checking account and your savings account. And that's cash flow. Everybody say happy mailbox. How many agree when you get paid every day, it's a happy mailbox? Some of you might move your house closer to your mailbox. Along with that, we give you the opportunity to leverage your opportunity. Let me explain that in another form, okay? All of you are leveraged. If you're going to work Monday morning, somebody is leveraging down the highway. And they've been doing that for years, to either your office or factory or whatever it may be. There's another opportunity leverage that we need to take advantage of. McDonald's and Holiday Inns proved it years ago. I grew up under those two services, all right? After a Friday night football game, we'd all go to McDonald's, all of our football team. We'd all have a little dollar in our pocket. We'd wind up with a couple burgers, fries, milkshake, and we'd still get a nickel back. You all remember those days? Maybe two of you. Now, but they're all over the world today, are they not? Because they took their opportunity and expanded it, a lot of other people own, operate, and profit from it, but yet they earned an override for helping them. The gentleman who took me to a Denny's restaurant in 1992, and it was a $2.89 lunch that he took me to, shared the business with me. That individual probably, over the number of years now, has probably made somewhere around $10 million in just overrides for taking me to that lunch. Everybody getting the point? Just, how many would love to take me to lunch? Yeah, I would like to take it myself. Because he earns an override on my production. Not out of my pocket. Okay, corporate America, prepaid legal does that for us. All right, that's a second way of making income, by helping develop others' profitability, and you get an override for doing that. We also pay that daily. All right, like the McDonald's holiday example. Now, the third way of developing income is probably the most exciting, and that's the residual side. Building a book of business that's ongoing. See, Wall Street is not affected. They might have affected my, you know, my other investments, but it did not affect my retirement in prepaid legal. Because, ladies and gentlemen, they cannot affect my book of business. The bottom line is simply the fact is the guy who sold me this product 23 years ago is still getting a override or a renewal income on that sale over 23 years he's been doing that. Everybody understand residual income? Let me explain what that is. That's an ongoing stream when your water stops. I have to write that one down and think about that one. All right, but yeah, that's an ongoing stream flow, okay? If something happens to me on the way home, I guarantee you one thing, my wife Beverly will not skip a beat. The income will continue to go to her. If something happens to both my wife and I, it goes to my two sons. Something happens to my two sons, it goes to my three grandchildren this time. Someday my great-great-great-grandchildren, which I probably, well, obviously I will never meet, will someday be walking by a fireplace, maybe in one of the homes, and they'll see my picture on a mantle. Now, how many agree they'll probably stop? Maybe have a small singing group behind them. Because you know who you remember most in life? The people who sent you the birthday cards with money in it. Because when you open the card, all you're concerned about is what dropped out. Cash flow, ladies and gentlemen, residual income. And again, that's the exciting part of our business. Now, let me take a minute and walk you through how the compensation side of prepaid legal works. I'm running a little bit late right now. But let me just show you how it works, all right? First of all, we know our membership here along... Well, that's not a good color. Okay. We know our membership here in the state of Utah, you know, is $35.95. I guess that's close with the, identity theft and the legal coverage program. $10 enrollment fee the first month. $49 one-time investment, you're in the business, never paid again. Marketing compensation works like this. Starts off at $34, goes to $100, goes to $130, $170 at manager, and $207 at director, where I'm going to stop. Okay? I can take you well above that, but we're just going to give you some thumbnail sketches today. First of all, the structure is developing, again, advanced commissions. Now, obviously, we don't want to keep you here very long, and I'm not going to talk about how fast you can move this up, because right now we've created it so you can move up, some of you, within about 72 hours, okay? You're going to move up very quickly. But here's the point. Let's just use an example of five memberships. Let's just say you went out and marketed five memberships. At $34 advanced commission, that's about 170-some bucks. Would you agree? Yeah. So obviously you got back your initial investment, didn't you? Yeah. All right. So again, not a lot of money. But let's move up the commission structure and go to 100. First of all, how many like the idea of you controlling your pay raises? Not somebody else. If you went in tomorrow and asked for a pay raise in America right now, I doubt very highly if anybody would think there's, that they probably think there's something wrong with you. Okay, now let's go to $100 advance commission. $100 advance commission, using an example of five memberships, that would generate about $500 in additional income. Not a lot of money, not going to get anybody jumping off the roof on this building here today, but how many agree right now a lot of foreclosures in America would get stopped if people had an extra $500? It's what I call mad money, and I'm convinced all money in America is mad money, because when you ain't got it, you're mad. Now, I drew a line here because I want to talk about the override side of our income. And I'm going to put $35 beside each one of these levels, even though it's probably a little different, close enough. $35. That's to the override side. This example I use of the gentleman bringing me in the prepaid legal. So let's just say you're here now, commission level two. You brought me in today. I'm at level one. I go out and do five sales. I make, you know, obviously five times, you know, $34. But you're now going to earn $35 on times whatever sales is produced here. So if there was five sales produced there, that's another $170. Add that to your $500, now puts you at about $670 in income. How many like the idea of getting an increase for helping other people go make money? Now, per month, that's not a bad little part-time cash in the pocket. Per week, it's $2,500 extra month. Now, let's get a little bit bigger, because you can raise up the commission structure one of two ways, personal production or developing a sales force. I have one little lady down, well, I have actually a couple people. Recently, I have a gentleman down in Austin, Texas. Over the last couple weeks, he's marketed over 1,000 memberships. At $100 advance commission, how many understand what kind of income that is? okay? So I'm just showing you a small level scale here, okay? Let's go to $130 advance commission. $130 commission, five sales would generate about $650 in income. But now we add another $35 to your program. So now you have $70 in overrides. I know my butt's in the way over here, okay? But we have $70 now. So that means if you bring me into the business of commission level one and I do five sales instead of making 35, you now make everybody say 70. If you brought somebody else in and moved up commission level two, you'd now make everybody say 35. So now we have two locations, each doing five sales each, but your override combined is going to probably be about another $600 added to this or close to it. Now it's going to put you at $1,200 in income. Per month, not too bad. Per week, $4,800 extra a month. How many of you might nudge in your seat over that? Now again, I'm moving fast because you don't do the mathematics anyway. Company does it all for you. You have no accounting division. Prepaid Legal not only pays you, pays everybody in your sales force. Now we go on to manager level, $170 advance commission. Five sales will represent $850 in income. But now we add another 35, which puts you at $100 in overrides. So again, pretty simple to follow. All sales made at level one, you make 100 on. All sales made at level two, you make everybody say 70. And all sales made at level three, everybody say 35. So now we have three locations only doing five sales each, but your override added to this now is probably close to another $800, puts you at $1,600 in income. Per month, not bad. Per week, $6,400 extra a month. How many here this morning could get excited over an extra $6,400? You know, even if you were an unexcitable person, how many here today, if you had an extra $6,400 coming in, could call, pay somebody $500, just call you up every once in a while, keep excited? Could you do that? Now, we are nowhere near the incomes that are being earned in the world of prepaid legal. Recently, this past week, a couple weeks ago, a week and a half ago, I had one of my downline just earn over $1 million in income. Many of you know him. His name is Mark Smith. Okay, Mark Brown, excuse me. Mark's in California. Mark Smith. Mark Brown. All right, Mark Brown. Everybody know who Mark Brown is? Somehow I got Smith and Brown worked up. It's good thing I didn't throw Wesson in there. I have people today that now make per month what they used to make per year. And a lot of you were told before you came today that I make a lot of money. Now, honestly, don't know what you've been told. I really don't care. But I can tell you this, whatever you've been told, it's the truth, man. I make a lot of money. I now make per 3 days that what I used to make at one time per year. Okay? And it has nothing to do with any great talent. Everybody say timing. Now let me end up and just take you to the director level, $207 advance commission. Ladies and gentlemen, five sales would represent $1,000 in income. But now you have another $35, which is $130 in overrides. Pretty simple to follow along now. All sales made at level one, you make $130 on. All sales made at level two, everybody say 100. All sales made at level three, everybody say 70. And all sales made at level four, everybody say 35. Ladies and gentlemen, we just helped four other organizations generate five sales each, but your override now is combined is another $1,600 added to this, puts you at $2,600 in income. Per month, not bad, but if it's per week, it's $10,000 extra a month. It's what I call adult money. How many if you had that coming in, could have two people call you up and keep you excited? Now, we've been here basically about 59 minutes, give or take 30 seconds. That's about as long as I conduct a briefing. And I hope today, number one, I've been able to explain to you in a very fairly detailed and hopefully a little bit of humor along with it, right? A way of understanding what our program's all about. And I hope you enjoyed today, because even if you didn't, I had a great time. And but I want to end this meeting up by adding one more thing to all of our guests today. I probably had the simplest. Somebody asked me one time, Dave, how quick could you actually present a prepaid legal, program? I said, 2 minutes. They said, why didn't you use it today? I said, well, I want to hear myself. And everybody say the word value.
Value.
Is it an important word?
Yes.
Do you look for it every day of your life?
Yes.
Sure you do. Probably the greatest lesson I ever had came at a Kroger grocery store in the North Georgia Mountains. My wife sends me down to the Kroger grocery store, a brand new store in the Georgia Mountains, for me to pick up 10 little items she had made a list of. That was a brand new store, so about an hour and a half later, I could finally get to these 10 things. Get to the checkout counter. There's only one light lit because it's early in the morning. And the lady in front of me has got a whole bag full of grocery cart full of things. So I thought, well, I'll just help her out. I'll be the good Samaritan of the day, and I help her load everything up on the conveyor belt. About that time, she reaches in her purse and pulls out a little card this big. You all know what that is. I never saw it before. And she hands it to the person across the counter, and they scan it over the light screen there, ran all of her groceries, and at the end of it, they said, by the way, ma'am, you saved $12.91. Now, I had some groceries, some same things she had, but I did not have this card. So finally, I looked down at this little old lady, and I said, lady, I said, what card did you just give that person? She said, I gave her my Kroger card. And I said, well, could I borrow it? She said, go get your own. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am the number one income earner in the world of prepaid legal. But I want everybody here to know today that I have a Kroger card. Now, how many of you got cards just like this? Let me see what you got. Get it out. Who's got the big keychains? Okay, ladies, who's got it? What do we got here? How many you got on there, honey? You just got two? How many you got here? Four? Who's got the big ones? No, I mean, I want to see the big keychain. Who's got, where's the lady that's got them all? Who's got them all? How many you got back here, hon? How many you got? How many? No, let me see it. Come on up here. Let me have your card. Come on up here. Come on. You're up. Come on. Let's go. Well, we're going to take her right now. We'll use you the next trip. All right, come on up here. Bring your keychain up here, all right? Come here. It's all right. Give her a big round of applause. Let's go. Give her a big round of applause. Free lady, here we go. Come on up here. Come on up. Come on. Yes, I do remember you. All right, here we go. What do we got here? Well, you got your prepaid legal card. That's good. Okay. You got the
Style Club.
Style Club. Everybody got one of those, right?
You should.
Everybody stay in style. Okay. All right. Well, let's just should get it. How about this one? What's this one?
This one is progressive driving.
Progressive driving. You should have one of those, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You should have one of those. This one here is what? This is
AutoZone.
Anybody got an AutoZone one? Somebody got some of these? Okay, all right. Here's one here that's, what's this one here?
Gold Gym.
Gold Gym. She works out, right? You can see that, right? All right, looks nice. Okay, everybody got a Gold Gym? Two of you. All right. How about this one? What's this one?
Crossroad Fitness.
You're into this stuff, aren't you, right? You're into this. And then this last one is what? Victoria's Secret.
No.
Give her a big round of applause, all right? All right. I was in New York about 6 months ago, and I was having fun doing what I just did with her. And there was a couple in the front row, and I took the guy's keychain, which he had a whole bunch of them, and I went Victoria's Secret. And his wife jumped straight up out of the seat. She went, Victoria's Secret? You ain't never bought me nothing for Victoria's Secret. And she beat him all the way out the door. I never did have a chance to tell him. Now, she did not have a Victoria's Secret lease with her. And point I'm trying to make today is, why do you have these cards? Because of value. Would you all agree?
Yeah.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to end it up. It's common sense here today. And why, as a guest today, if you came here as a skeptic, you can't possibly leave as one. Because if you could buy gas at 44 cents a gallon, you certainly would jump on that, would you not? Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, today the most chronic grocery store in the world is not Kroger. It's not anything any of you got on your cards. It's the legal grocery store. And 52% of the country's already in line. Half your country gets a divorce. Okay? 52% of your country's already in line. Everybody just say, get ready.
Get ready.
So if you're in that line, and some lady in front, now you know this loaf of bread is $200 to $400 an hour, okay? And some little lady in front of you pulls out a prepaid legal membership card, much like the little Kroger lady did, and hands that card to the person across the counter, and they scan it. And instead of being $400 an hour, it's $26 a month. How many of you are going to lean over and go, hey, lady, what car did you just give that person? See, today, that's all our business is about. It's simply about value, and it's about a product. We have the only product in America, write this down as a guest today, that is marked down, not marked up. There will be nothing you will buy today that will be marked down. Don't give me the crap, I just bought jewelry, and they knocked off 50% of the 500% they had it marked up to. Okay? That's why today we're breaking records. So I would just challenge all of you today, get together with the person who invited you. If you're a guest here today, get your membership in line. Get your wills done. If you can see the vision of getting associate for $49, I don't know when that's going to end, but I can tell you this right now, you know, it's just a month-to-month deal with us. And that's probably the greatest advantage our country's ever seen. So I'm looking forward to coming back, training with you guys, giving you a lot of good information. With that, God bless everybody. Thank you for having me this morning.